At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Matt Nagy, Chiefs offensive coordinator on, and they talked about a variety of things, but the clip that really stood out to us was talking about trick plays, right? Like we've seen in the past, Dontari Poe has had the pass, the jump pass that worked. It sounds like at one point in time, I don't know how recent this was, at one point in time, they were working in a play for Chris Jones. Listen to this.
You know, Kels, we put that one play in for Chris Jones that we had him doing a little bit of a pass and he just
No, Jason, you have no idea. It was bad. Dude, Chris, I love Chris Jones to death, dog. I don't know what it was, but yeah, he needs to stay on the defensive side.
Yeah, it just we put it in for him and we had him doing a little throw and it just usually coach we put it in the incubator like with Dontari Poe. With the jump pass.
Just let that thing simmer, baby.
You wash it for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, this one was called Swinging D, and it wasn't working, man. That play wasn't working.
Swinging D? Are you kidding me? That is amazing.
It had the name.
Oh, my God.
It had the reference. It
didn't work.
We ran it. He would check, and it was a throw to me. Every single throw was like 5 yards behind me at my feet. I'm just like, coach, I don't think this is going to work.
Unbelievable and amazing. If we have Chris Jones at camp,
okay,
we're going to have to talk about this. But the name for Chris Jones trick play? Swinging D, that is unbelievable.
I think it's funny the fact that as Matt Nagy was explaining, he goes, the play was swinging D, and it didn't really, he just kept on going. Like, there was no pause. He just acted like there was nothing
Jason
wrong with that play.
Jason was like, what?
Oh, yeah. Hang on
Did you call it? That's the name
That's
you went
so
with?
So good. It sounds like Chris Jones can't throw a football, though, very well.
You know, too bad for him, because the Dontari Poe one worked. Look, Travis is kind of banned from doing it. Travis had two passes, and they both have gone horribly. He's just sticking to laterals now. His chance to get the passes are, I'm going to throw it across the field to Kadarius Toney. That one went bad, but not because of him. Mm-hmm. Not his fault. But every time he gets in the, and he's talked about it before, like the pick he threw against the Giants, he's like, I only had one read. It was 10 feet from where I was. I had one read, and I still was like, I'm going to chuck it downfield because he's open. So, like, same thing applies. This play didn't work. But this is also what I love kind of about Andy Reid. If you work in the Chiefs organization, I don't care if you're the janitor or you're a player. If you got an idea for a play, they'll give it a test run. They'll try it out, man. They'll name a play Swingin' D and give you a chance.
I mean, the name is just the name is.
Did Chris Jones name it that?
No, I think they did. But they, like, obviously, this is hilarious. But honestly, like a real take that I have from this, like, that matters for the team. I think this is why people love Andy Reid. I think this is why you know the camp can be as tough as any in football, but he knows how to still, no matter how old he is and how many years he's coached, he can adapt and relate to the 20-year-old player now or the 20-year-old player 15 years ago, right? Like, or the 40, you know, the 33-year-old vet now. Like, he's great with that and knows how to have some fun. You're grinding at camp. It's brutal. It's hot. You want to get out. Nobody wants to be there by day five. And he knows how to break in some fun stuff as well. And I honestly think this would be an example of that. Now, I don't know how long ago they had the swinging D play in there.
He said 2 weeks.
No, I mean, like, was this 5 years ago? Yeah, I mean, yeah. Matt Nagy obviously was the OC back then, too. So I don't know if this was the first go around or this was last year. We don't know the answer to that. But I honestly think it matters. They know how to kind of mix it up a little bit. Well, at least Andy Reid has done that throughout his tenure. You're right. They allow input. Andy has talked about it openly, how some of the trick plays, it's guys, you know, messing around at practice before practice doing something. And they say, you know what, maybe that could work.
The behind the back pass stuff has always been born in the he's having fun, or the left-handed pass stuff has always been in the he's having fun and he's goofing around, or Patrick's goofing around. Like, I do think there's a part of, if you're going to make people go up to St. Joe and cook for a month at training camp, you better figure out a way for these guys to have some fun too. And if fun is, we sit in a meeting room and be like, fellas, for the next 2 weeks, we'll be practicing a play in which Chris Jones gets the snaps and throws it to Travis Kelce. Just for reference, while we're practicing, that play will be called Swingin' D in the whole room. Must have
been...
They lost it.
Can you imagine?
I bet they lost it.
Let's say the play actually is really good and it worked. Can you imagine Patrick Williams, hey, Blue Lady, hey, Swingin' D.
Well, they probably wouldn't say the play like that.
But
Probably wouldn't say the play out loud like that. In the huddle, they would.
They're
going to audible to it.
But Andy would have had to go to the post-game press conference. Because I was at the post, you know, like, you stand there and they're like, hey, Andy, what's the name of the play of Dentari Poe? And everyone's like, oh my God, it's called Hungry Pig, right? What a name.
See, I think what would have happened in that scenario.
You think they changed it to not Swingin' D?
I don't believe Andy would have said, I can't tell you that name. You have to ask the guys. And then somebody on the team, one of the players, would have said it. I think it would be one of those where it would.
Andy's not a clip of Andy saying Swingin' D.
I don't think Andy would have said, yeah, we called it Swingin' D.
I don't think he would say it either.
And then, because you know what it is?
I think it would have had been a player that was asked about, like, can you tell us the name of the play? And everybody just starts laughing and nobody could figure out why.
This is where I'm a little bummed out is. Immediately, some of the reporters would have gotten it. But my hope would be that they were laughing and then there's just like one guy from the small paper, like some poor 23-year-old from the Topeka Capital.
Why'd you
Journal.
Call it Swingin' D, Coach?
And he's like, Coach, but why is it called that? And you're like, oh my God.
Go watch the combine.
Oh, no.
Go watch the combine from a couple years ago, please. And then you'll know what we mean.
That would have just been, it would have been a priceless moment. And I'm sad that we're robbed of that because Chris Jones can't throw a football.
If we have Chris Jones on the show during camp, we didn't have him last year. If they grant us our interview request with Chris Jones while we're up in St. Joe, obviously we're asking about the play.
Even if you just see him in passing with like the snow cones, you have to be like, hey man, you guys trying to run Swingin' D this year? And just see the look on his face. Even if you guys see him in passing, you got to ask.
Yeah, I'll make sure Cody yells that as there's a bunch of kids in front of us.
I think it has to. It's a lot funnier if it's you, Cody, for whatever reason. I think it would be hilarious.
You do?
I think it would be funny. I think it's... The concept of you willingly going out of your way to just mention it to Chris Jones in front of kids and everything like that would be...
Text line is having fun with it. Text line wants to know, was the pass a 5-yard pass or a 10-yard pass? Good Lord. Good Lord.
I mean, just...
He couldn't throw a pass, it sounded like.
They had to nix it, unfortunately, due to the fact that there just wasn't...
Drew, you look ridiculous over that. I mean, I'm looking over there.
Is this how we look?
Yes. Someone says he looks like a teenager even more with that on.
No, the fact, no, the thing that's funnier is that let's say the cameras were good and everything was smooth. Mm-hmm. And you guys were wearing this. We're talking about a play called Swing and D with looking like this. Like, well, come yeah, on, man. It's objectively ridiculous.
I do still think we should have invested in a scepter. I think we missed out on an opportunity for like a big blingy scepter. So for somebody's coming out,
you wouldn't have wanted to hold that the whole show, though.
It would be great. If somebody's coming out on Sunday, let me know. We need to work on a craft project.
You also get like some sort of, not a cape, but one of the a robe or you know, something along those lines.
Something looks like.
I'll let Cody wear that one in the 95 degree weather if he wants on Sunday. You can have the robe, man. It's all you. It's all you, man. That's all you.
The red belt, but it's got to be blue, right? Yeah, it needs to be blue with a fur lined collar.
Yes.
I mean, if somebody's got one, I'll put it on. But you know, that's for the Whittison event. If we haven't told you enough, 10:30 on Sunday will be when that starts off. There'll be free Bobby Wood Jr. haircuts. Even if you're not going to the game, we'll be right outside gate B for Bobby. And then you'll have a chance to enter our Bobby Wood Jr. lookalike contest, where you can sit in the crown seats with me and Alex for the game that day. You and a guest is the plan.
we have the most creative text line.
Someone says a 6-yard pass is considered average.
The balance was off. Somebody else suggested. That's why you couldn't throw. Come on, Chris.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.